just wanna eat it.
This is This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
It's 8:36 right now. We've been promising Abudi David Bishop for us. That is actually our terrible bad. Abudi Bishop is not in, but he's deputy commander in chief. he's deputy minister.
Oh, Melanie.
Abudi Lenny, the minister of news.
We should at this moment just take time out to say David Bishop is most probably at church.
A church.
Get it? Yes. Bishop church.
Yeah, bishop, yeah, exactly.
See what I did there? See what I did there? Right.
Yeah,
good morning, NSK.
You
good
had
morning,
me.
Shaquan. Good morning, David. Good morning, parishioners. Good morning, Namibia. Good morning, Fresh
Don't
FM
the
listeners.
Don't forget the deacons, you
wow,
know. The
guys,
so
wow.
Let's preach. Abudi Lenny, what's been happening in terms of the news? Please give us a rundown.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, NSK. All right, Shaquan. All right, Fresh FM listeners. The sermon starts now. The first and the utmost, obviously, is yesterday's announcement by the Electricity Control Board that electricity tariffs will be increased for NamPower's bulk consumers. That would mean local authorities, councils, mines.
The Norets and yeah, others.
Yep. Now, obviously, it trickles down to yep. Namibians like yourself and myself.
Of course.
That will be the final result, which means for $100 or $10, you'll be now getting lesser units of electricity for more money. Looking at it in an African context, Kenya is currently on huge levels of strikes because of this. Their reason for doing so is, yes, there were price hikes, then the government increased taxes after promising last year, August, the new president, that under him, the poor will live better. So the countrymen in Kenya, across the country, from even the capital, Nairobi, everything is closed. Schools, hospitals, you name it. No? So this boils down to...
Those are massive democracies, dude. Yeah.
It is troublesome for any democracy that you promise but you do not deliver.
Yeah.
For example, now that NamPower will be increasing electricity tariffs, that would look bad for Namibia and the ordinary Namibian who already cannot afford it. So for the rest of the year, we should look towards suffering for Namibians under the current leadership even more. Amai, for a leader, this is a terrible time. Because now you need to look at, how do I earn more votes?
Yes.
How do I please that those that voted for me and those that did not vote for me and attract them more to my party for next year's election? So this is crucial times. Huh? Yeah, but in terms of weather conditions, it will get slightly worse for the rest of the week. It'll get colder.
It'll get colder?
Yes.
We were just celebrating the fact that it might get warmer, dude.
Yeah, there were two fronts already predicted last week Friday by the Windhoek Weather Bureau that we all broadcast on Future Media News that will be coming forth later, like starting yesterday or today, towards the latter part of the week. But we'll doch keep the listeners updated on how it would be looking for the weekend / next week through our news bulletins on the hour, every hour. Yeah, further to that, one of the headlines is then the Karutura residents, again, at the city of Windhoek. Bear in mind, this is an ongoing story.
In the interest of
not only the Karutura and Okanja public, but democracy and Namibia at large. Because people are raising their voices to be heard through the leaders they elected. So their argument is, Tari, if there's an Oma who has a house whose electricity and water is cut. So the city of Windhoek gave them a delayed letter last week instead of the week prior, the 7th, to say, hi guys, can you come see us? So the people were quite upset that the letter was delayed. And
because
you
know, they did stage a protest, most was it?
They staged a protest in the latter part of June. Yes, their requests were basic. Look at the circumstances of the residents that live there. Because we elected you into power to speak for us as a council in the city of Windhoek. Hear us, talk about us, just let us be heard.
Let's come to some sort of solution.
Does he? So they're basically speaking about, if it's a pensioner, it should be a 100% debt write-off. Then you look at the next person's circumstances, a disabled person or so, or someone that has just been retrenched. Cut them by 75%. Further to this, the residents say, after reconnecting it, let us toch only go to a maximum of 6,000. Sorry, Shireen. 1,000.
Volgens ons.
Allow us.
Shake one on air.
I understand. Sorry. I apologize.
Because I was like, wait,
let
what?
Let the sermon continue. That after the write-off of the debt, we must run at maximum to $6,000 of debt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which then must now eliminates the 10,000s, the 20,000s.
Oh, yeah,
that's only request.
Yeah.
So during this meeting, Sean Gadisab engaged Future Media News to, because he felt, Kore, we're going to bring the truth to you at this council meeting with the mayor, the deputy, the acting CEO. Mm. We're not going to speak to councillors. We will speak to the heads.
The boss of the bosses.
Yes.
Yeah. Am I? The boss. So they brought the disabled, the elderly, the pensioners. Almal was in a meeting. So the Karutura and Okanja residents are looking forward to a positive response.
Yeah.
Bear in mind again, if you don't honor the wishes of the people on the ground, these people have voices.
Yes.
So they could more feel, Shireen, I shake one. We are not going to vote for you next time, my friend. So it's a critical time.
You forgot about us, so we forget about you.
Yes, that is how it will roll. And it's so impressive that Namibians are now standing up to say, we voted for you, my guy.
Mm.
If you don't, we will. And if you don't answer our questions, we'll go above you. And if that person does not respond, we'll go above them. Mm. So this could affect next year's elections. I say it again. This could affect next year's election for whoever does not want to honor their followers or their people's
on the ground.
The vote counts.
Yeah.
So it's quite dangerous. Mm. Further to that, Korihas in the Konene region, I to Sida Korihasa. The town council plans on great development efforts to help Korihas and the residents get out of these poverty levels.
Mm.
Bear in mind, this was a village. It has upgraded to town level.
Yeah, yeah. That's
which means
good
it
that
has
time.
Residents more than 5,000. Mm. Most of Korihas is in poverty. Guys, it is terrible. Again, politics comes into play.
Yeah.
If you don't honor the wishes of the people that voted for you, you will very easily be shown the door. As Toivon Jebela said in the Namibian Sun, and I quote, with the mere transient vote based on issues and delivering on election promises, leaders will be faced with the irrefutable fact that they will be shown the door should they not live up to expectations those are the highlights toch for this week.
There's another one that we missed, a very very important one actually. Shakati, who's it?
Honestly, and personal opinion based on
you got expelled because of a TikTok video.
This boils down to there's so many facets involved. It's the brands that you represent, it's your attire, it's the social media landscape, and it's the ability of users to share content worldwide using the devices we call cell phones. At the same time, you look at the legal facet. You're allowed to express yourself.
Yeah.
Then you get the further side of the legal facet, but you are under my university or institution. Kindly behave accordingly. So there's a lot involved. And as Kadila Amomo said, this will not hold water when it comes to courts, that this young lady had the right to express herself. And the institution had no right to then lay that many charges. And also, because hearings take time. Verstaanse? In terms of offenses, there are minor offenses, there are major offenses. So with that said, this will drag on, but the Namibian nation is toch behind her.
Absolutely.
I promote, personally speaking, the right to speak.
Yeah.
I also promote the right to fair trials, if any. So let her speak, let her be heard, let the legalities come into play. But I've got a strong sense that she will walk out victorious out of this case.
I think she will be reinstated.
And as Namibians, let's toch support what's right. We are socialites.
Entertainer.
Yes. Kore, the woman trended within 24 hours. Let's give her props for that.
And
let's stand up against unjust matters that happen amongst us as Namibians. And that's Future Media News. Independent, accurate, and on time.
That was This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
Visit Cash Crusaders today for